Tax. Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Get to the lines in a moment. Well, the attack on Cassidy Hutchinson has begun. It's unbelievable. Now, I watched her testimony. You watched at least some of her testimony. She was not only highly credible, but some of the stuff she said had already been disclosed. And she's being attacked. You know who's attacking her? Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham of Fox. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Because one of the things she said, Sean Hannity had said, you got to stop this. This is to Mark Meadows and then to Trump, the day of the insurrection. You got to stop this. They'll destroy our legacy. You've got to stop talking about the last election and only talk about the next one. You got to stop this. Laura Ingraham texted Mark Meadows, may have called him, and said, listen, this is terrible. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. And Hannity said, and Ingraham, the 25th Amendment is about to be invoked by your cabinet. Okay, guys, Hannity and Ingraham, is that what you're denying now? That's already been in the record under oath, and not just by Cassidy Hutchinson. Oh, no, I don't. It must be a different Sean Hannity. Oh, really? How many Sean Hannitys do you think they are who are able to text Mark Meadows? Oh, it must be a different Laura Ingraham. Oh, really? Oh, really? And then they go, well, Trump didn't say that Pence should be hanged. Wait a minute. Not only did Cassidy Hutchinson say it, Donald Trump said it to Jonathan Carl of ABC in an interview a few months ago. Actually, more than a few months ago. A year ago. I'll tell you what. Jonathan Carl said to him, well, what about this business of hang Mike Pence and, you know, you saying that maybe he deserved it? And you know what Trump's response was? This is broadcast on ABC, which has millions of viewers. It was, well, quote, think about it. You have somebody, in other words, Pence, who knows, end quote, which is false, an election is rigged and does nothing about it. And then he shrugs like, well, what else are we supposed to do other than hang him? And they're attacking Cassidy Hutchinson for saying what Donald Trump said. What Donald Trump said. How about Cassidy Hutchinson saying, well, he told the crowd, I'm with you. Let's go up there. You got to fight. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham go, uh-oh. No. Trump said it. He said it in a public speech. What is it that Cassidy said that hasn't come out already? Oh, I know, throwing a cheeseburger against the wall. So ketchup went down the wall and a porcelain plate was broken. And he yanked the tablecloth off and the valet told her that. She saw the ketchup. It didn't just get on the wall. How did it jump off the table and get on the wall and a plate fell off? Yeah, she said, I didn't see him yank the tablecloth off, but the valet told me. Very simple. Take the valet's deposition. This demonization of Casey Hutchinson from the right is beyond belief. It is simply tactical. These are people who have no shame whatsoever. Hannity told them to stop it. They're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. You're destroying everything. Laura Ingraham said, you're destroying our legacy. Stop it. Stop it. Don Trump Jr. said it. Ivanka said it, and now he's being attacked. She's being attacked for what they did. One of the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
A couple things. Something real quick on that. Destroying his legacy, I would think that was actually buttressing what it really was. Crime and nothing but, you know, seriously. But Liz Cheney gave a little speech last night at the Reagan Library, and I'm kind of getting off topic, I suppose, with this, but it's driven me nuts for years. And then this panel started dribbling over Ronald Reagan, you know, the Cold Warrior and all that nonsense. And I thought to myself, I argued with the guy many years ago about this and said, look, just because he was sitting in the chair when it fell, the Soviet Union, does not mean that he was the one who did it. Everyone from Truman to Eisenhower to Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, and Carter had something to do with it. It was a war of attrition that we finally won. Would you give the victory to, let's say, in a relay race, a 4x100 relay, and the anchor man's got a 50-yard lead, and they win the race? Would you say the guy that was in the anchor won it all by himself?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. That's a great analogy, Dick, and I just want to build on that. The fall of the Soviet Union started right after the Second World War, when the Pax Americana, P-A-X means peace in Latin, Pax Americana, the American peace was imposed. We were the strongest nation in the world, and for 70 or more years, it's held what we said goes. We formed NATO, we had the Marshall Plan, we rebuilt Germany, we rebuilt Japan, we rebuilt devastated Europe, stood up to the commies, the Ruskies. They then stole our nuclear weapons secret with American spies in the early 50s. And then they started saber rattling. And it was like Putin now. They'd occasionally, well, be careful, nuclear war, blah, blah, blah. They went into Hungary in 1956. They went into Czechoslovakia in 1968. This is the kind of thing they did. This is the kind of thing they did. And so as many presidents, it was Lech Walesa, the great union leader that stood up to them. It was Pope John Paul II, who was Polish, who stood up to him. Plenty to go around. Reagan was there too, no question about it, but he was not alone. We're going back to the Lions. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
Right. Anyhow, I heard this testimony from this Cassidy Hutchins, I believe her name is.
Right.
And well, sometimes you have to use common sense. You know, Donald Trump says he doesn't know who she is. Mark Meadows refuses to come in to testify. And you have this General Flynn.
Not my relation, Jack.
Sorry. Anyhow, sometimes you got to tell the truth. It hurts. he keeps he keeps saying the Fifth Amendment. So out of the four, you use common sense. This Cassidy lady comes in, and she testifies before the committee under oath. Now, out of the four, who would you believe? So I'm just going to leave it at that, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, Jack, I like your calls, and you hit the nail on the head. Think about this. If you're in a jury and one lady comes in and is very credible, and then Trump says, I never heard of her, never heard of her, and her office is right near his, Flynn takes the fifth, you give me a break, and the other people won't testify. And then the lawyer gets up and says, but you should believe them. What? They didn't say anything. They wouldn't testify. They took the fifth. How can I believe them? What am I supposed to believe? You're absolutely right. That's a very good lawyer instinct on your part, Jack. I don't know if you're a lawyer, but that was a very good instinct. One side testifies. The other one says, the first guy goes, I'm not going to testify. The second one goes, I never saw her before in my life. Oh, wait a minute. Her office is right near mine. I saw her in the hall every day. And third, another guy goes, I will not answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. Uh-huh. Which side are you going to believe? Which side are you going to believe? And then you have Laura Ingraham, you have Sean Hannity, and a lot of these others going, well, this is terrible. She's lying. Wait a minute. Here's a text from you guys, both of you, Hannity and Ingraham, saying, stop it. For God's sake, stop it. With the 25th Amendment, they're going to drag you out by the scruff of your neck. What, you never saw that before either? You know, when guys say, I never saw her before, and her office is right damn almost next door, another guy goes, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. The third guy disappears and won't testify at all. That's not a hard decision. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.